Day 320, or November the 16th. Use your own grey matter first. Our thoughts today come from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul was a great thinker, and he regularly encourages other fellow believers to think for themselves too. Not to exclude the Holy Spirit, but to work with him rather than expect the Spirit to think for you. He focuses in on our duties toward God and our neighbours. And now today's action step. I remember our sons, one in particular, who regularly made the same plea when they were very young. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. It will save me thinking. That's certainly not how Paul sees life when we follow Christ. He says that we should not simply do what the rest of the world is doing without thinking, but we should renew our mind. That is, think things through, then act accordingly. Paul goes on to say that if we do this, we will then be able to test and approve or figure out what God wants us to do in our lives. God gives each of us a brain to use, as well as the Holy Spirit. We should not simply listen to others and obey like robots. When people ask me what I think on a particular subject, I am often tempted not to tell them until they tell me what they think. Otherwise, they can simply slip into my belief conclusions and not think for themselves. Don't use your study Bible notes or commentaries as your first point of reference, but read the Bible first to see what God writes on your mind's blank slate. Then turn to see someone else's thoughts if you wish. It's amazing how many times what God says to you is really for you, today. In short, don't just follow others, but follow Christ. And he will always guide you when you turn to his word, the Bible, and seek his will for your life.